This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live. And, of course, you can bring up anything you want. Our toll-free number, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype. So head over, and if you want, you can connect with us on Skype at username lrn.fm. You do need to send a contact request first. We'll approve that. As soon as we notice it come in, you'll be good to go to call us on Skype from that point forward. The us in the studio tonight includes me, Ian.
Chris.
And Daryl.
Also, we're going to go right to your phone calls and thoughts. Then coming up, Chris will be telling us about the Russian man who's been jailed for terrorism, even though all he did was run a Tor exit node. We'll talk more about that. But first, Ralph is in New Jersey. And, Ralph, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Right. Okay. You know, I want to delve into this subject matter of trans racial, as, you know, posed by Rachel Dolezal. What exactly is this whole thing supposed to mean? You know, I don't get it. You know,
what does it mean to be transracial?
Yes.
I haven't the slightest clue. Presumably, it would be someone who, let me answer the question. If it's similar to the idea of transgender, presumably one claiming to be transracial would say, well, I was born this race, but I believe that I am this race, or, you know, whatever, a different race.
What do you think it means, Ralph?
I believe that it means you have a personality disorder, number one. You are in a state of confusion, number two. But more to the point, how did we go from there to, you know, back in the days when Obama promised us a post-racial society? See, Ralph didn't promise you people, a rose garden. I didn't come up with that idea of, you know, post-racial. It was Obama, for goodness sake, who promised all of us that there would be no black, white,
politicians
Democrat,
promise
Republican.
A lot of things, Ralph.
Did he promise that? I don't know. I don't pay attention to
I don't
it.
Know. He also promised hope and change.
Yeah, that's true. And that didn't happen.
Politicians promise a lot of things. They never do half of what they promise.
Right.
And that's being very generous. It's more like, you know, 80 to 90% of what they promise they never actually do.
I like to talk about the animalistic quality of the blacks. And why
Ralph, you just keep calling about the same old thing. And let me tell you something. I'm going to put you on hold here because you're just talking incessantly. Look, Daryl told me that the last time you called, you were talking about this stuff. I don't know if it was last night that he called?
No, would have been a week ago, probably. Okay. But the same thing. He wanted to talk about Rachel Dolezal, and he's talked about it numerous times previous.
Animalistic tendencies, and it's just like you're like a broken record, Ralph. And, you know, nobody wants to hear a broken record on the radio.
The difference is broken records skip ahead.
Not always.
But we will agree with one thing, though. Black are their own worst enemy, correct?
We don't agree.
No, nobody agrees with you, Ralph.
See, you don't. Well, the thing is, you don't understand, Ralph. And look, we don't agree with the viewpoint that you have because you basically look at things through the lens of race, and you say black people are like this. And no, black people aren't like that. The only thing that black people share in common is an amount of melanin in their skin.
Yes.
Okay, and you can look at all the statistics you want to, like our old co-host Chris Cantwell does with his so-called race realism stuff, where they try to use statistics and, you know, so-called science to back up racism, to make claims about, black statistics and, you know, IQ, intelligence quotient and blah, 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 and people from this country have a less IQ. And it doesn't matter to me. Even if those things are true, I find them to be irrelevant because what matters is the individual, and what matters is what the individual says and what the individual does, not how much, you know, how black they are.
Should I judge everybody named Ralph based on you?
Yeah, that wouldn't be very
correlation versus causation.
Okay, all right. How about this? This we will agree with. I hope we end this conversation agreeing on something. Black victimhood goes hand in hand with white guilt.
I don't even know what that means.
I also don't know what that means. Here's something that we can agree on, Ralph. Governments wind up infringing on people's rights. All people across the board, but some people wind up being disproportionately infringed upon. Do you agree with that?
I understand.
All right, so Ralph, here's what I want you to listen carefully to, because we're getting tired basically of hearing the same old conversation from you, and it is Free Talk Live, so you are free. Are you listening or are you talking? Because if you're talking, you can't be listening.
Okay.
All right. So if you are listening, I appreciate that. So. This is Free Talk Live. You can call in about anything you want, but that doesn't mean you can keep calling incessantly about the same thing over and over again. You've hammered this dead horse into the ground so many times at this point.
It's not even recognizable as a horse anymore.
Yeah, it's getting pretty tiresome, so you're welcome to continue calling the show, but if you keep calling about animalistic blacks or Rachel Dolezal or any of these same topics over and over again, we're going to have to put a temporary ban on you like we did with James in Arizona. And you don't want that, do you? You don't want to be banned.
Oh, no,
do you?
No.
So there's plenty of things to talk about out there, Ralph. There's plenty of things that you can talk about. You can call in about what Trump's doing or what other things that you think are in the news that are interesting.
Yeah.
But just try calling about something else, okay? There's your warning. That's fair warning. Have a nice day. Laugh it up. I'm glad he's having fun. Because that's important. It is important to have fun when you call talk radio. Don't be intimidated. He's not intimidated. That's one thing that you can give Ralph credit for. He's not intimidated. He's not afraid of calling in. And he takes advantage of that. Other people do the same thing. We're here. We'll talk to you about anything that's on your mind. But if you call about the same exact topic every single night, we're going to get tired.
It gets old.
Yeah, we're going to get tired. And I'm pretty patient with people.
There's nobody more patient than you.
So toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. And I just know Ralph is saying to himself, they're just white guilty, right? That's exactly what he's saying about this. It's just their white guilt. We just don't want to talk about that subject. No, it's not that we don't want to talk about the subject. It's just that we've talked about it to death with Ralph, and there's nothing new that either side is going to bring to the table. Ralph isn't going to change his mind and stop being, looking at everything through the lens of racism.
Right.
And we're not going to, embrace racism. So, it's a stalemate.
Oh.
Stale being the operative word.
Yes.
So, 855-450-FREE is the number. Real quick, before we get into the tour node story, since I did mention I had some of the numbers on what Americans think about, politics right now, CNN reported a couple days ago that a pair of polls released Sunday showed President Donald Trump approaching his 100th day in office with the lowest level of support of any modern president. 42% of people in an ABC News Washington Post poll said they approved of Trump's performance so far, while 53% say they disapprove. An NBC Wall Street Journal poll had 40% of respondents saying they approved of Trump. But the bad news wasn't Trump's alone. The ABC Washington Post poll found significant majorities said the Democratic and Republican parties were, quote, out of touch, unquote, with the concerns of most Americans. 67% of respondents said the Democratic Party was out of touch, and 62% said the same thing for the Republican Party.
What's the approval rating of Nickelback?
I don't think they get into that here. But
because I've seen that in other comparisons to where they'll show the approval rating of Nickelback, cockroaches, and syphilis compared to Congress. And it wasn't that long ago that syphilis had a higher approval rating than Congress. I could just imagine, what are your thoughts on Congress? Ah, absolutely horrible. What are your thoughts on syphilis?
Not as bad.
There's worse things
like Congress. 67% again against Democratic, or saying Democrats out of touch, 62% Republican. Trump fared slightly better with 58% saying he was out of touch. Despite Trump's low approval numbers, the poll showed him retaining support among his base, with 96% of the people who said they voted for him saying they would do so again. The poll showed only 85% of those who voted for Hillary Clinton would do so again, with most of those who would who would not, saying they would either go with a third-party candidate or not vote at all. So again, I think this does bode well for third parties. If Americans in large majorities here, over 60%, are saying that both of the major parties are out of touch, that gives an opportunity, I think, to the alternatives.
In theory, there have been other polls showing, you know, like 60 to 70% saying they would consider it, but then the election rolls around and then they don't.
Never happens.
More coming up. Free Talk Live. Join us here. You need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own. And that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. We invite you to join us. us on the radio waves here. Our toll-free number for you to take control of those airwaves, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And you may Skype into the show at Skype username LRN.FM. Also, Bitcoin.com is the most unique online destination in the Bitcoin universe. If you're buying Bitcoin, you can do that through Bitcoin.com. Maybe you want to speak your mind to other Bitcoin users? Well, the Bitcoin.com forum is always open and censorship-free at forum.bitcoin.com. There are no bigger Bitcoin believers than the Bitcoin.com team, and that's why Bitcoin.com is a one-stop shop for everything you need to get into Bitcoin life. You can play games as well with your Bitcoin at games.bitcoin.com. Bitcoin.com. Learn more about it all over at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com. So we're going to change gears here and go across the seas over into Russia, where a man has been arrested for so-called terrorism for the crime of running a Tor node, which shouldn't be a crime. And we're going to talk more about what that means, because I'm sure there's some listener out there saying, Tor node? What's that? Chris is here from thinkpenguin.com. You've got the story.
All right. Dmitry Bogatov, who's a Russian.
Dmitry Bogatov.
Yeah. If I'm not saying that name right, my apologies.
I don't know if I am either. But
yeah, it's an Americanized.
You're definitely saying it with a Russian accent.
I have an
though.
Accent. I can do the accent okay.
Yeah, Americanized version of his name. So basically, he's a software developer, math lecturer at Moscow's Finance and Law University, free software supporter, and Debian and GNU project contributor.
So he's a qualified geek.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for right. sure. For sure. He's a very privacy-conscious individual, and basically,
well, that's why he's running a Tor node.
Yeah.
Because what is Tor?
So Tor is basically, it's an onion router, basically, and what that means
is... So if you
is,
cut it, it makes you cry.
Yeah.
No.
No. Basically what that is it's basically layering of using encryption and layers to anonymize the users. There's different ways it can operate. It can operate in sort of a total anonymity mode where mm-hmm. the user and the server that you're connecting to.
The layers are actually they're routing internet traffic through multiple layers
yep.
and somehow providing obscurity.
Yeah, exactly. So your computer is basically going through multiple servers in between, where in such a way that nobody knows where the end destination doesn't know where the traffic came from.
So one server might know where the next server is, but that server doesn't know where the original server
yeah,
the original
exactly, exactly.
came
and,
from.
And the first server you enter doesn't know the destination server either, because there's
okay.
three different hops that go on, and they basically they cover each other up. So as long as everybody's playing fair, there's no way to know the... who your user is, if you're running the server, and if you're running an onion server, there's no way of knowing, basically anybody knowing anything.
Yeah, nobody knows where the users are coming from, and the users don't know where the servers are.
Right, right, exactly. So that's basically
unless, of course, the federal government has an exploit for the Tor browser, which supposedly has revealed some of that information.
Yeah, and
as we discussed earlier this week with the playpen investigation.
Right, and it does get a little complicated because if your system is compromised, which it could potentially be, and the server could potentially be compromised if they can hack into it and so on, then the system kind of falls over to some degree.
And there are ways that that compromisation can happen. For instance, if you turn on JavaScript, that could put you
right.
at risk. If you use Adobe Flash, that will put you at risk.
Sure, absolutely. And those are things that you shouldn't be doing. And if you use Tor browser, are going to be off by default.
That's correct.
And
they generally will warn you if you're trying to turn them on.
Right. So you can do stuff still, especially with Tor browser. If you just have Tor browser on a typical Windows system, yeah, I mean, it's not going to give you the ultimate, it's not going to give you the highest level of protection. It'll give you more protection,
mm-hmm.
but if there's a bug and it can be compromised, well, all bets are off.
Right.
There's other systems. There's something called Tails out there, and that's going to give you a higher level of protection that runs off a GNU Linux operating system. It's hardened.
And my understanding of Tails is that it's on a USB stick.
Right.
So that you plug in the USB stick,
and
you do whatever you
that.
Do,
yeah.
And then when you're done, you eject the USB, and there's nothing left on your
exactly.
computer.
Exactly,
exactly. Right.
So if you did run Tails, there shouldn't be any forensics evidence left. So even if they were able to identify you, if you can withstand the pressure and not talk to them, they may not have anything on you, even if you did do something you maybe...
But my understanding, the real... quote-unquote risk of using something like Tor, and I realize there are other, you know, variations, the real risk is running the exit node.
Right.
Yeah, so you normally users wouldn't be running an exit node.
Somebody has to run an exit node.
A dedicated person who's, like, really into Tor and privacy, that's the kind of person that they've got to have bandwidth, they got to have the ability to pump out, you know, all this traffic, because the exit node is where those users leave the Tor system, the anonymity system, and they go to the regular internet. So if you're on Tor and you want to connect to freetalklive.com, someone with an exit node is going to go to freetalklive.com and feed that data back into the Tor network so it gets to your computer, which means that the person who's running that exit node, if they go to some sort of website that is illegal, or the person is posting information to another website that's illegal, it will look like to that server that it was coming from the Tor exit node. It will look as though that, you know, that particular IP address has committed this criminal act. And
correct.
That's why they've come after this guy.
Yeah. And you know, it's interesting. I don't know how much, we don't really know how much of this was they're going after him because they didn't understand Tor, and how much of this is they're going after him because he's...
Because Russia is on Tor.
Right. Because, well, supporting Tor, supporting anonymity. Russia has cracked down on anonymity.
Mm-hmm.
They have tried to pass, or have passed multiple bills here, I believe, to basically crack down on VPNs and anonymity and all of that jazz. So a lot of it's being done under the precursor of fighting piracy, but you know, how much of that and how much of it is actually going to targeting you know, dissidents, which is something that's a real threat in Russia if you're, you know, if you're a libertarian, or if you're you know, opposing the Kremlin, I guess.
So what are they accusing him of doing?
So yeah, I mean, this is just absolutely outrageous.
And where's the story from, by the way, if you happen to have
it? So this is actually, so there is,
The Wire?
Yeah, you know, I actually pulled off, I didn't actually pull off the story, I actually pulled off the source information as opposed to the story.
Okay.
So this is actually coming from somebody who is in communication with, or...
With Dmitry?
Yeah, with Dmitry.
Okay.
There were some stories, I believe, that were posted. I don't know if the EFF put something out. I know there was...
EFF did put something out, I just pulled it up.
Yeah, so... Anyway, so what is he accused of? This is a good question. So specifically, I'm going to give you the English language equivalent as opposed to the exact part of the statute, because that's, nobody's going to know what that is. So what he's accused of is incitement of terrorist activities or justifying terrorism via the internet, and arrangement of preparation of mass riots.
Wow. All right. And that's because somebody went through the Tor exit node that he was operating.
Yep, exactly.
And allegedly did those things. And they're saying, oh, well, it came from your IP address.
It couldn't even have been him, because there's evidence to the contrary.
Interesting. All right. We'll get into that here. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Apparently that didn't stop them from arresting him.
Of course not.
There's more coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Hi, my name is Lee, and for 10 years I've suffered from ulcerative colitis. I've taken prednisone, ibuprofen, and many other prescription drugs and never saw any improvement. I tried salmon oils and flaxseed oils, but only burped them up, and they did not seem to help. Then I learned from an acquaintance who healed her rheumatoid arthritis by using Andreas seed oils. I was so inspired to try them, I began taking Andreas flaxseed, 5-seed blend, black cumin, and coriander seed oils. In 5 months, the swelling in my hands was so reduced that I was able to see my knuckles for the first time in 5 years. I've been off all medications for 13 months, and by using only Andreas seed oils, my colitis is controlled, and the arthritis pain in my knees is also reduced, and my inflammation is zero, and so many other benefits.
A patent-pending process has been developed which results in seed oils that have virtually zero oxidation and are structurally intact. Now, the full healing power of seed oils is available to you via the Andreas seed oils. Call Synergistic Nutrition at 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Free Talk Live. Dial on in toll-free. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype. You can Skype in here. Username lrn.fm. Tonight it's Ian,
Chris,
and Daryl.
You want to save big time on your purchases at Amazon? Just go to saveatpurse.com. That's saveatpurse.com. For real, you can actually save 20% or more or less. It's up to you. You actually get to decide what level of savings you want. The higher the percentage discount you request, the longer it might take to make the sale, but I've had as much as 33% off over at saveitpurse.com. Typically, I'll shoot for 20% just because I know that's going to sell within usually just a few hours.
Right.
Most a day. But it's amazing. It works. The catch is you have to use cryptocurrency. You have to have Bitcoin or some other cryptocurrency in order to make this possible. If you've got dollars, sorry, you can't use saveitpurse.com. You can always go to shop.freetalklive.com if you don't have cryptocurrency. But if you've got crypto, you definitely want to go to saveitpurse.com, because why wouldn't you want to save 20% on everything you buy at Amazon? That's something you can do. It's real. I've done it like 80-plus times in the last 2 years, so it's not some sort of overnight operation that's going to shut down and scam people. This is the real deal, and it's awesome. Saveatpurse.com, saveitpurse.com. We're going to get back into the tour exit note here in a moment. But first, to the phones, to the fun, Sarah in Albuquerque. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sarah.
Yes, they want to start doing a text ecology machine.
Text ecology.
You know,
toxicology.
I see what she's saying now.
Toxicology. Yeah. So that's determining if there's
someone's texted.
Like, No,
that's what she's talking about, though, to determine if someone
has... Toxicology is when they determine if somebody has drugs or alcohol
right.
in their
system. So she's saying textecology because it would determine if someone has texted on their phone, right, Sarah?
Right, right. So that's a machine.
Wait, really?
On the cell phone, and they would know exactly what you were doing with the phone minutes before the crash.
But you don't need to install a new machine and attach it to a cell phone. You can just look at the records on the cell phone.
Well, I
open up
know.
The chat messenger or
but
the
she's
text
right,
messenger
though. They do have some sort of piece of hardware that can basically
yeah.
ingest a phone's contents. If it's unlocked, if the phone is unlocked, they can just...
I think even if it's locked.
Even if it's locked?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Well, what if it's encrypted?
It's terrible. Even if it's encrypted, they might be able to do it because it's when it's on, the keys are in memory. So
okay.
If they can access the memory, which I believe they can through the USB port.
So you're saying you would like connect the phone to something just for the purpose of reading?
Yeah.
I was thinking she was saying that they were going to start installing something permanently onto the cell phone.
Oh, no.
To
no,
determine
no, no.
if somebody had sent a text. And that's why I said that makes no sense.
Yeah, no, it's a police tool that they can use
presumably
on the side of the road.
It's forensics, and yeah, it is on the side of the road.
Yeah.
But what it does is that it doesn't read your messages. It doesn't get to your personal
Oh, yeah, it does.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it just knows your activities before the minutes of the crash. And this came about because obviously the father got one of his sons killed because of a texting driver in New York, in Manhattan, and then he said the car that was totaled had the cell phone in the car in the driver's seat, and he was not allowed to retrieve the phone and to figure out what was going on with the phone before the accident, but he got his son killed, and he was a Jewish man. I mean, his name was definitely Jewish.
What's that have to do with anything? Yeah.
Well, I mean, it doesn't matter. I mean, like, come on, 40,000 people were killed last year. I mean, people in Colorado want to up the texting fines up there. You know, I mean, they've been working for years, like 7 years or more about that. So then, I mean, he wanted to get a hold of the cell phone, but he had no permission to get it.
From what I've seen, and by the way, if somebody's dead and you're talking about a car accident, then I don't think there's any problem with trying to figure out what the hell happened before the car crash. That makes sense to me. That's just, you know, good forensics and, you know, investigation. But I oppose generally the idea of the police ingesting people's cell phone contents
on the side of the road. Absolutely
on the side
not.
Of the road, just for a standard pullover or something like that. If we're dealing with a dead body and that's part of the, you know, there's a phone next to the dead body, well, then whatever. You can't charge the dead body with anything that's on the phone. Although I guess you could use evidence against somebody else that they were texting or something like that. But
his son got killed. He was the victim. But the car, the person that was texting that caused the accident, their car got called away with the cell phone in the car. You know, mm-hmm. the person that was texting that caused the.
Did that person survive? Did the texter survive and the victim was not texting?
I don't know the details, but I know that his son was a victim and he got killed.
All I know is that the laws against texting have just simply made texting more dangerous. There's a fine here in New Hampshire, and I think it's like, was it $150 or something like that? It's not cheap.
Probably at a minimum.
There's a fine here for texting, and I still see people on their phones all the time. Daryl and I, we sit here in front of a window by a stop sign all day, and, you know, there's people that are constantly looking at their phones. I see it on, you know, at stoplights. I see people all over the place looking at their phones. The thing is, they have to hold the phone down. Because if they hold the phone up, then the cops can pull them over. So now it's even more dangerous because they're looking down at, like, their floorboards,
mm-hmm.
and their peripheral vision is only going to see the floorboards and, like, you know, the inside
right.
of the car, whereas if they're holding the phone up above the steering wheel like they might have used to before the texting law, you can still argue that that's dangerous. It is to not have your vision focused completely on the road, but it's less dangerous to do that than it is to hold the phone down in your lap and be looking down there. That's insanely dangerous, and that's what the texting laws are driving people to do.
You know what's even worse? is that because you know that they're going to take your phone and like seize it for evidence and stuff,
mm-hmm.
you end up adding ending up adding encryption to it, which means they need to add long passwords, not just the.
So it takes longer to unlock.
Yeah.
It.
So yeah, and that's even more dangerous.
Yeah, that's true.
The whole thing is just absurd.
So as always, Sarah, the solution of passing laws ends up creating a worse problem than the laws were intended to solve. Thanks for the call tonight. Our toll free number here, if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE. Look, I get it. Texting while driving is dangerous. There's no doubt about it. But so is doing anything else while driving, including talking to somebody in the seat next to you, mm-hmm. including to yelling at the kids in the back, including changing the radio station.
Eating a hamburger.
Putting on makeup. I mean, there's all kinds of things that people do, that many of which are not illegal necessarily. Now, I guess there is a law against reckless or distracted driving.
I think it depends on the state. Some states actually do have more broader laws.
Yeah. But regardless, I don't think that this has solved the problem, and I think it has actually made things worse. It certainly has generated revenue for the state, though, so that's happened.
Oh, for sure.
They're ringing the cash register every time they hand out a ticket for texting while driving. Our toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. We were talking about the Tor node operator in Russia. He's been arrested. Dmitry Bolokov? Is that right?
Bogatov?
Yeah, I didn't have the name of it.
Something like that.
Anyway, yeah. He's been arrested for terrorism, even though while he's in custody, this terrorist person is still posting on the internet, apparently.
Yeah. Yep. So let's see here. According to the case, somebody posted two messages on website systemandmins.ru on March 29th. Let's see. Eric Basharov, another name, accessed his account from 104 different IP addresses located in different countries, including Dmitry's Bogatov's IP address. So basically, this is somebody has this probably fictitious name that they're posting under, and it just happened to go through Dmitry's exit node. And so now they're accusing him of having posted these terrorist messages.
What about the other 103?
Let's just
all those people, too. Put all 104 of them in jail.
Most of them are probably from outside of Russia.
Right. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. We can talk more about freedom of speech on the internet coming up here, and you can share your thoughts as well. And there might be some good news with getting rid of daylight saving time. It's Free Talk Live.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME99 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME99 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME99 to 42424.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free and join us on the radio at 855-453. You can take control of the airwaves. You can bring up anything that you want, and with you in the studio, it's Ian,
Chris, and Daryl.
Skype username here is lrn.fm, so feel free to reach out to us there if you like. And if you like what Free Talk Live does, if you like the fact that we're on the air 7 nights a week, live, talking about the ideas of liberty, then please get behind the show for as little as $5 or Bitcoin per month. And that's money that we invest into Free Talk Live, so we can get Free Talk Live on more radio stations around the country, bring new internet listeners on board, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. If that is worth $5 a month to you, then please go to amp.freetalklive.com, ampamp.freetalklive.com, and you can sign up there with any major credit card. You can use Visa and MasterCard right there on the site. You can use other ones through PayPal. We've got PayPal. There's also Bitcoin. So different ways for you to get signed up and get behind the show and get perks for yourself, like access to the Amp Only call-in lines, the Amp Only podcast, and more. Go and get all the details. Oh, the Amp Only Facebook group, too. Amp.freetalklive.com. Chris, you've been telling us about, and by the way, you're from thinkpenguin.com, which is where folks can go to get some great privacy-centric computer hardware, like routers and computers and stuff like that.
Yep.
You are a big fan of Tor, the Onion router.
Yeah, definitely.
And you found another story, because this isn't the first time. This is, you know, just the first time we've heard about it from Russia. It's probably not the first time it's happened in Russia. It's not the first time globally that a Tor exit node operator has been arrested. It's happened in the United States, I believe.
Yeah, it's very, very rare, actually, because usually what happens is exit node operators set up their nodes such that it becomes very obvious that they're an exit node. Node operator explains what a Tor is. It directs them to the Tor project's website and EFF's website, I believe. So it becomes very apparent.
When you
very
say it directs them, you mean if they like put in their IP address?
Yeah, if the IP address is accessed
by a browser.
Yeah, by a browser. Then and if you're investigating an IP address,
but we've seen raids. We've seen people being being targeted for raids where their computer equipment is confiscated.
How much of that is them knowing full well that they're they're targeting somebody who's operating an exit nobies? They don't
I don't know.
I suspect it's probably more often than not because it becomes pretty apparent, I think, to anybody who's in.
You think they're targeting for harassment?
I think they're doing it more for harassment most of the time when it's not done very often. So most of the time, and a lot of stuff happens through these exit nodes. So it's not like it's not something that's pretty well known. There's a lot of
and as we've seen, all they have to do is
education that goes on with police and stuff, and police use the torch. So it's not it's just bizarre that nobody would know about it in advance of them getting it.
They might know about it, but as we've seen, and I think you might be right, it could be harassment because all they have to do is get a judge to sign off on a warrant saying, well, from this IP address, we saw this activity, so we need a warrant to seize all the computers at that location. And then they come and they take all your computers, just like they did here at Free Talk Live Studios, and then they don't have to give them back in any amount of time. I don't think there's a time limit on it. I think it's just like, well, we've got an open investigation about this, so you need another computer, you're just going to have to go buy one.
Yeah, by the time you get it back, they're worthless. So if you had anything of value, either in terms of, information or, in terms of hardware value, it's gone. But, of course, the amount of time and energy you probably are going to be paying lawyers and stuff, it's insignificant. And most lawyers will advise you not to put in a request to get your hardware back.
Because it'll
actually increase the likelihood that they're so backlogged in terms of forensics that, it'll be more likely that you'll get investigated and they'll actually, take action on you.
Huh.
So.
Okay.
Yeah. It's kind of interesting.
I still want my stuff back.
And you did get one of your cameras back that has no internal memory.
I did get that back.
But that wasn't even through a motion with the court. That was
just an ask.
That was just asking, which shocked. That's really shocking that they would give it back to you.
Thank goodness, too, because it's an expensive camera, and I've used it quite a bit since then.
Yeah.
So let's get back into the article here about the Russian guy.
What else is there to share?
Yeah, so it's actually interesting, the response from the Tor community and people, technical people in general. It's gotten a lot of media press and places like Slashdot probably and Hacker News and some of these more technical outlets. And what has resulted is actually an increase in the number of Tor relays and possibly exit nodes as well. These are volunteers who run these relays. So if the objective was to undermine Tor or something of that effect
they
or scare people, they fail. They actually increase the number of people running these nodes.
I know that happened after the infamous Tor library situation. You remember that one from New Hampshire?
Absolutely.
I think it was Lebanon, one of the libraries up in that area. There was some controversy over the library itself running a Tor exit node, and the board of directors ended up supporting to continue with that.
Yes.
And then other people had contacted their libraries after that whole situation to ask them to run a Tor exit node.
And I don't know if they were necessarily running an exit node or just a relay.
I thought it was an exit node.
They started off with a relay, and then they were planning to move to an exit node.
I think the idea was if the library is running the exit node, the government's not going to raid the library, right?
Right.
Because then they can't really point to one person.
Yeah, libraries are really good places to run exit nodes.
Right.
Because what are they going to do? Take the books?
Arrest all of the librarians?
It's just going to get them terrible publicity.
Right. And the libraries, a lot of them have a... kind of an appreciation for privacy. We saw that with the federal government trying to get information from librarians back with the Department of Homeland Security a decade ago.
There's a history of librarians protecting users' privacy when it comes to books, like physical
that's
books
right.
and,
so that's
and
right.
library records.
That's why they would.
Right, and there's the example that Judge Andrew Napolitano talks about all the time where, one of the first people ever arrested for violating some provision of the USA Patriot Act was a librarian that was given one of these national security letters requesting information on one of the library patron's book checkout history. She asked another librarian, "Do you know anything about this?" And, that violated the provision that said you're not allowed to discuss the national security letter with anyone.
How are you supposed to know, what you're supposed to do?
You're supposed to know every law that exists, Chris. Otherwise, guilty.
Yeah, I've experienced
guilty.
That firsthand. I get that, but
you're
it
guilty.
Just still blows my mind.
Ignorance of the law is no excuse. Guilty.
Yeah, I'm just... You're not even allowed to look at the law in order to figure out what it is that, you know, you have to do in order
it's
to not break it.
Kafka-esque.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if either one of you have ever read or listened to the audiobook of The Trial by Kafka, where the main character winds up getting charged with an offense that he's never told what the charge is against him. He is told, be at court, but he's not told what time or specifically
where. Dare I ask, is this a fiction or is this a real...
Well, it's based on reality, but it's fiction.
Okay. Because
the trial is fiction,
I wouldn't be surprised
but it
if
sounds
was,
like if, reality.
I wouldn't be surprised if this really happened for some national security type of thing.
Oh, yeah.
This is the kind of stuff that goes on and it just...
Secret trials,
yeah.
Secret courts.
Yeah.
There's a reason, you know, the term Kafka-esque exists.
Mm.
Because things that are happening sound very much like, you know, the dystopian, Kafka world.
Yeah, okay. Well, let me go on and just finish up here. If anybody's interested in supporting him, either writing letters
to him. What's his name again for listeners just tuning in?
It's Bogotov.
Dmitry Bogotov.
Yeah, Dmitry Bogotov. So basically the website is freebogotov.org. That's I'll spell his last name. It's Bogatov. Unfortunately, he can only take letters in Russian. However, there is, I believe, an email address you can use to send to somebody who can translate for
Neat.
Him.
Nice. That's really sweet.
Yeah. They are also taking Bitcoins if anybody's interested in donating. And I don't know if they're accepting any other donations via any other method. But if you have Bitcoins, absolutely. Go and check them out.
Or if you've got other cryptocurrencies, there's the Shapeshift app,
Shapeshift.io,
that allows you to convert things from one crypto to Bitcoin.
Without an account.
Correct.
Without having to jump through ridiculous hoops.
Correct.
Nice.
And what I find the most interesting, and I know we had mentioned this off the air, I don't think we mentioned this on the air, is that there's actually surveillance video showing Bogotov leaving a supermarket.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
I don't think we mentioned
it
on the air.
Yeah.
4 minutes before one of the posts were made, there's surveillance video showing him leaving the supermarket.
He's with
his
wife. Yeah. It's not, he literally has, like, there's somebody who can back up the fact that he was where he was, plus the video evidence. I mean, this case just
stinks.
And then after he wound up getting arrested and his exit node taken down, the posts from this person were still being made, and EFF says instead of acknowledging their mistake, the Russian government
doubled down.
Yeah,
of course they did. Because they did. That's what they do best. It's not like there's any kind of punishment for them because they screwed it up. Eventually, if the truth comes to light in court, they'll let him go.
They like punishing people who stand up for themselves.
Yep. All right, so we'll be back tomorrow night. You can join us online in the meantime, freetalklive.com. See ya.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact the station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin. But imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.